Now the people in the district are dying to have my brother run. They want somebody young and smart and energetic, somebody who can serve for several terms with the talent to become a major power in central government. My brother has a name. He'll attract the young vote. He's perfect. True, he can't schmooze with the locals, but the support organization is strong, and they'll take care of that. Plus, if he wants to go on living in Tokyo, that's no problem. All he has to do is show up for the election.
I had trouble picturing Noboru Wataya as a Diet member.
What do you think of all this? I asked.
He's got nothing to do with me. He can become a Diet member or an astronaut, for all I care.
But why did he make a point of coming to you for advice?
Don't be ridiculous, she said with a dry voice. He wasn't asking my advice. You know he'd never do that. He was just keeping me informed, as a member of the family.
I see, I said. Still, if he's going to run for the Diet, won't it be a problem that he's divorced and single?
I wonder, said Kumiko. I don't know anything about politics or elections or anything. They just don't interest me. But anyway, I'm pretty sure he'll never get married again. To anybody. He should never have got married in the first place. That's not what he wants from life. He's after something else. Something completely different from what you or I want. I know that for sure.
Oh, really?
Kumiko wrapped two used cotton swabs in a tissue and threw them in the wastebasket. Then she raised her head and looked straight at me.
I once saw him masturbating. I opened a door, and there he was.
So what? Everybody masturbates, I said.
No, you don't understand,
she said. Then she sighed.
It happened maybe 2 years after my sister died. He was probably in college, and I was about 8. My mother had wavered between getting rid of my sister's things and stowing them away, and in the end she decided to keep them, thinking I might wear them when I got older. She had put them in a box in a wardrobe. My brother had taken them out and was smelling them and doing it.
I kept silent.
I was just a little girl then. I didn't know anything about sex. I really didn't know what he was doing, but I could tell that it was something twisted, something I wasn't supposed to see, something much deeper than it appeared on the surface.
Kumiko shook her head.
Does Noboru Wataya know you saw him?
Of course. We looked right into each other's eyes.
I nodded. And how about your sister's clothes? I asked. Did you wear them when you got bigger?
No way,
she said. So you think he was in love with your sister?
I wonder,
said Kumiko.
I'm not even sure he had a sexual interest in her, but he certainly had something. And I suspect he's never been able to get away from that something. That's what I mean when I say he should never have got married in the first place.
Kumiko fell silent. For a long time, neither of us said anything. Then she spoke.
In that sense, I think he may have some serious psychological problems. Of course, we all have psychological problems to some extent, but his are a lot worse than whatever you or I might have. They're a lot deeper and more persistent. And he has no intention of letting these scars or weaknesses or whatever they are be seen by anybody else. Ever. Do you understand what I'm saying? This election coming up, it worries me.
Worries you? How's that?
I don't know. It just does, she said. Anyhow, I'm tired. I can't think any more today. Let's go to bed.
Brushing my teeth in the bathroom, I studied my face in the mirror. For over 2 months now, since leaving my job, I had rarely entered the outside world. I'd been moving back and forth between the local shops, the swimming pool, and this house. Apart from the Ginza and that hotel in Shinagawa, the farthest point I had traveled from home was the cleaners by the station. And in all that time, I had hardly seen anyone. Apart from Kumiko, the only people I could be said to have seen in 2 months were Malta and Krita Kano, and Mei Kasahara. It was a narrow world, a world that was standing still. But the narrower it became, and the more it consisted of stillness, the more this world that enveloped me seemed to overflow with things and people that could only be called strange. They had been there all the while, it seemed, waiting in the shadows for me to stop moving.